The WHMP Morning News with Bob Flaherty. News with Denise Vozella. Sports with Scott Cohen. And weather with Chief Meteorologist Brian Lapis. WHMP Morning News. Weekdays 5:30 till 9 on WHMP. News, information, and the arts.
Yeah, four. Actually, no. I should be saying nine. It's Play Nine, Play More. This Wednesday, the National Play Nine Day, and a lot of the clubs in the area are going to be doing this thing, and one of them is the Amherst Golf Club. The pro there, Dave Tueg, is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, they've done this before. This is, what, the third time they've done the Play Nine promotion?
Yeah. This Wednesday, after 1 o'clock at the Amherst Golf, playing nine holes for $9. It's a great value. It's designed to get people out on the golf course playing. We also have a chance to showcase what we have here at the Amherst Golf Club. We're an old established golf course. We've been here since 1900. We have a great product and a good membership following, and we'd like to offer public chance to see the golf course.
Talk about the course a little bit. Was it Walter Hatch designed this thing way back in the day?
Right. Way back in 1900, a gentleman that Walter Hatch, who actually ran an office for the famous Donald Ross here in Amherst, and he was credited with helping the members design this golf course. We've had a good following of local people over the years, and we offer a lot of activities and tournaments and leagues and socials to get people to mix and make it more than just golf.
You know, a lot of people have said when they drive by the Amherst Golf Course that they have this perception that this is a private course.
I hear that a lot. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that it's in such great shape. Our superintendent, Carl Teschke, and crew does an excellent job. And if you know golfers play in a lot of our activities, they know the quality of the greens and what we have to offer here at the Amherst Golf Club.
Now, this whole thing that's going to happen on Wednesday, the National Play Nine Day, I play a little bit of golf myself. People seem to be too busy nowadays to kiss the spouse goodbye and spend the rest of the day playing golf, 18 holes. The nine-hole course kind of fits into our crazy lifestyle, doesn't it?
I think that time is more valuable than money. Having access to playing golf, something that, you know, would take a total of about 5 hours.
In my case, I'm spending at least an hour of that time just trying to find my ball in the woods.
Right. Well, you know, then again, at play nine, what a great value. You could go out and play nine holes, lose a couple of Pro V1s, and still be ahead of the game.
What about somebody that's toying with the idea of trying golf? I talk to a lot of people like that, I don't know. And this would be kind of the perfect way to get into it, right?
Absolutely. I've been a PGA member for quite a while and taught for over 37 years, and we do a lot of beginner stuff here at the Amherst Golf Club and getting people acclimated into the game and also more comfortable coming out and playing a little golf.
Played nine the other day at a course, a nine-hole course, and I walked it, and it was just a very good walk. It's a nice kind of hike when you walk nine holes. And I don't think 18 holes is very conducive to walking. That kind of is a little bit too much fatigue. On the USGA website, you've got this very attractive and very fit couple that are kind of hawking this idea of playing nine. Are more and more people walking courses these days?
Here at Amherst, we basically have walkers. We have access to riding carts, and, you know, riding carts is a good thing, too, because it brings a lot of people into the game. But most of our people are walkers. It's an athletic event. They do it for the exercise and the enjoyment and the competition, and basically we have walkers here.
Yeah, you know, I kind of noticed that, and there's other courses. I play at a course with my brother-in-law down some Marshfield course, and they don't even allow carts in that one. If people like kind of overlook that, wait a minute, you can get a pretty good workout just by walking nine holes.
Our course is designed as an older course. A lot of the holes are close together, but we have two loops, and one loop is five holes, and five holes brings you back to the clubhouse. So something that is very accessible. It fits a lot of people's schedule, and hopefully people will come out for this play nine and get a good look at the club.
And $9. We're talking $9 here to play nine. Ha! Can't do better than that. Dave Tueg is the pro at the Amherst Golf Club, and we're talking about Wednesday's promotion, the second annual Play Nine Day. Should people, like, reserve tee times for this? Do you expect, like, a swell of people?
We have quite a few people signed up already. Our number is 256-6894. But they can just show up. Just show up. We'll work it out. We'll get them out in the course, and it looks like it's going to be a pretty good day, too.
People are a little bit concerned about handicaps. Now, when you play nine, does the score count toward your handicap?
Absolutely, absolutely. The way the handicap system is set up, you can post either nine-hole scores or 18-hole scores. It's all set up for all sorts of situations, combinations from adding scores from other courses for both men and women. And another nice thing they do is they offer handicaps for juniors at no charge. So it's something to get kids involved with the game right from the start.
The whole thing about playing nine, this seems to, I think this is going to appeal to a lot more people anyway, people that certainly don't have the time to do it. How come we all got trapped into this 18 thing? How did that ever work? It would seem to me that the game was...
Well, you know, the game has evolved. It's more generations of golfers that have grown up with golf, have always played 18 holes. There's a new age of golfers that we're trying to capture. Nine holes is very attractive. It's going to take you less time. You're going to be able to get your golf fix in and also get on to what other activities you have to get on to.
Now, Michelle Wee has talked about reconnecting with people on a regular basis. Nine holes really, works to your advantage. I was going somewhere with this. Dave, I can't even remember where I was going.
Well, I tell you, I've got to go pretty soon, too, because I'm on the tee in about 10 minutes.
You're on the tee in 10 minutes?
Oh, that's my access.
As a pro, do people come to you for advice, or can you not help yourself and you got to go over and help people that are their swings are screwed up or anything?
Over the years, I've given a lot of lessons. I've got a lot of clients that are repeat customers. They always get a tune-up before they start the season. A lot of times, it can be intimidating, and we try to make it a little bit simpler, try to get people comfortable with what they're doing, and get them on their way and onto the golf course.
We've been talking to Dave Chuhig here. He's the pro at the Amherst Golf Club. This Wednesday is the Play Nine, Play More, the National Play Nine Day. And for $9, you can play nine. Once again, the number for the Amherst Golf Club?
256-6894. Thank you very much. And I'm on the tee. I got to go.
I know you do. Well, have a great round, Dave.
Thank you.
Take it easy. We got sports and weather right around the corner.